The City Council is working on a draft budget which is expected to be presented to residents this Friday at a time when it is failing to cope with service delivery. Council has since stopped refuse collection in all low-density suburbs and some high-density suburbs due to financial constraints. City Council Public Relations Officer Nesi Sampofu says revenue has gone down from over $6 million to $3.8 million a month since the council implemented a government directive ordering urban and rural councils to cancel residents' debts backdating to 2009. The council cancelled debts amounting to almost $93 million. Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association Programs Officer Busiso Ndlovu says the council needs to put its house in order and balance its needs with those of residents. Ndlovu says proper policies are needed, especially for households headed by children, widows and the elderly.
We've also had residents who've been complaining that they are receiving bills that they do not understand. We believe they're being insensitive, and as the tier of government that is close to the residents, we believe that they should be treating residents in a better and fair way. So as Bupra, we're really concerned that residents are getting a road deal.
Another resident, Mildred Mate, says the Bulawayo City Council needs to prioritize housing, refuse collection and provision of water in its 2014 budget. Mate believes that the suspension of refuse collection at a time when the city is under water shedding is likely to expose residents to diseases.
We are really in a dilemma. We wish that the city fathers could look into these issues of water problems. And we have our water every alternate day, which might lead to diseases such as diarrhea. And we are still remembering the effects of cholera that we had some past years. So we just wish that the city fathers could do something to alleviate this problem that we are facing right now.
It appears as if the council will not heed residents' plight, with only 2 days remaining before the local authority completes its 2014 budget. Last year, the City Council unveiled a $123 million budget for the year 2013. Apart from service delivery expenses, the City Council owes the state-owned Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority, the local authority's pension fund, and the Department of Taxes more than $78 million. The council has also been struggling to pay its workers over the past 2 months due to lack of money. Reporting for Studio 7 in Bulawayo, this is Nothando Spanda.